Hi, this is a dictation for patient Quaria Humphrey, Quarrea Humphrey. Date of birth 7/21/1979. Date of accident 5/5/2020. Date of service 10/20. Sorry. Date of service is 11/14/2022. The patient Quaria Humphrey is here for a follow-up visit. She has been reports that she is undergoing an IME exam on 11/17/2022. She is able to walk reasonably well despite pain in the both knees to the tune of only 1 and 2, which has improved remarkably. Pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back and lower back is reported to be 10. She is unable to bend down. The pain from the lower back is reported to radiate in the buttocks and posterior part of the leg and thigh, all the way to the ankle and foot. Non-stop. Pain level is 8 to 10. No radiation of pain or numbness tingling are reported to the upper extremity. 50% pain relief has been obtained since the time of accident of 5/5/2020. ADLs that are reported affected are general activity, mood, work, thrill, and sleep and enjoyment of life. 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Walking ability is affected 8. System review in neurology strike patient has reported ongoing moderately severe headaches that are associated with difficulty sleeping, lack of focus, poor work performance, lack of concentration, loss of memory, and anxiety only. However, patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout, weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, confusion, disorientation, or even nausea and vomiting. Pain and numbness patient is a pain in the neck, lower back, and mid back with stiffness, as well as pain in the shoulders, especially both shoulders is reported, with difficulty in moving to more than 130 degrees of abduction. And these are still continuing. Pain in both knees has improved to 1 or 2 only. Ankle pain is also not reported. This patient has been seeing Dr. Garg, who is a neurologist, for her neurological workup. She has been placed on Norco, Elavil, and Gabapentin. She also has seen chiropractic and acupuncture, and she's doing physical therapy 3 times per week. Additionally, patient has seen Dr. Redden, who has seen her until July of 2021. She also was a patient at Northland Radiology, who has extensively worked this patient up. And physical therapy is being done at Right Way. And due to the IME, the therapy has been stopped currently. She has seen Dr. Kripchak at Northland Radiology almost for 5-6 months. And she's seen Dr. Redden in October 2020 through July 21st, where physical therapy only was done. Chiropractic treatment have been ordered. PCP is Dr. Ram Garg, who is a neurologist. And now she has never had any epidural injection. She's very scared. And brain MRI recently was done to the Beaumont Hospital. The patient attributes all of the symptoms to being a victim of an automobile accident on 5/5/2022, where she was hit on a T-bone fashion passenger side, leading to all the headaches and issues of the loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, and pain symptoms. And on initial examination, she was found to have involvement of both sacroiliac joints, positive symptoms, and especially the left shoulder. The patient is, physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 157/91, pulse is 66, pulse ox is 99, and the rest of the exam will be from the previous visit, which is 10/28/2022, dictation number 1030-005, along with diagnosis. Plan of care. The current plan is that patient is undergoing IME exam. We will review that. She's continuing her medication, which is Celebrex, Acifex, Xanax. She was referred to Dr. Mustafa for chiropractic and acupuncture, which she is going through. She doesn't want any injection treatment at this time, and until she provides the consent, we are not able to do. She is being provided a temporary pain relief, 7.5 milligram narco once a day, 15 tablets for relief after investigating her maps and labs, which are reasonably good. And that will be the end of dictation. Thank you.